listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, live, live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr.
Good evening,
Hunter.
And welcome to the Spirit of Life Program for Wednesday, October 11th. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. As always, I am very glad to be here.
And so glad to have you, and so glad to have those joining us in the live chat. We so very much appreciate your contributions, and we also want to thank those that catch up with us in the archives. We've gotten some recent feedback from people that catch up with us in the archive, and we really appreciate it. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we will begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So, tonight we're going to have a bit more of an open discussion, you know, kind of see where the evening takes us. I would like to start by just noting our sorrow at the horrendous loss of life and the pain that has been visited on innocents in Gaza and Israel, and our hearts go out to them and our thoughts are with them. And, of course, in other regions of the world that have been in extreme strife for a long time. It's a tragedy of the human condition, and it's completely avoidable if we would just get along, but that is sometimes seems like a tough ask.
Oh, you know, you can't avoid the news when news is this big. And it's important to note. At the same time, without getting into all the politics of it, the bottom line is there are so many casualties, you know, of, let's just say, bad behavior, Michael. Let's not take into consideration just violence, because there's all kinds of violence. It's emotional violence, mental violence, and then there's horrific physical violence. But extreme behaviors. You know, we're talking before the program mm-hmm. about what extremism does, and mm-hmm. whether, again, without covering what's going on in the Middle East right now, I mean, extremism even exists within our own communities, and it can be very volatile. I read a quite lengthy article the other day by a bunch of psychologists and sociologists who the question was, are people more rude and unhappy since COVID? And they unilaterally agree that people are. Anxiety, depression, you know, and they're venting that. And we can take a lot of factors in, whether it's social media or otherwise, you know, how people have been conditioning themselves. Mm-hmm. But that outward kind of venting, and that in and of itself is very violent.
Yeah, it very much is.
Bad behavior, you know. We can see all. We think it's funny, you know, all these Karen Ken videos that go up on YouTube or TikTok. But really, there's a side of it that's not funny at all.
Yeah.
It's like, this is just bad behavior, and it's extremism, you know, and it might be a volatility of the moment because people explode. Mm-hmm. They can cause a lot of damage, even in that one moment of not thinking consequence, you know, not thinking, you know, what do I hope to achieve by this, which is absolutely nothing. Nothing I,
and
except is achieved.
Expression of rage. And I think it is all too common for people all throughout history to dehumanize and think lesser than of the other, whatever that other is. And I think that's the worst part of extremism, is you do not have room in your mind or your heart for people that want to live differently. I think we've talked many times about finding our own truth, and I think there are people out there that think there should be one truth for everybody, and that's just not human. Dr. Edward in chat said sometimes humanity has to learn the hard way. I don't know that we're going to. I mean, I'd like to think so. I do very much believe, and I was brought up on Star Trek, so I want that. I think that we can. I think it has gotten better. I know we see so much of it because everything is connected. You know, 1,000 years ago, we would not know what's going on in Ukraine. We would not know what's going on in the Mideast. We wouldn't know. I mean, it might filter through eventually, but it wouldn't be so in our face. But I think that I've always had a fear of belief. I think belief can be powerful. It can do a lot of good, but it can also make you rationalize things that are fundamentally just inhuman.
I agree.
I think the only thing that we can be intolerant of is intolerance. I think we need to recognize the humanity in ourselves, and I think more broadly we can also expand that to life. That, you know, there's always a spark of wonder in life. You know, I was going to say a spark of the divine, but that doesn't feel appropriate. I don't know of a synonym yet that would be good. But, you know, I think there's so much potential. There's so many wondrous things that can be experienced in life. To see it wasted is unfortunate, is putting it mildly.
You know, I think it is kind of interesting when there's an environmental event. People do rise together, such as the, you know, earthquakes in Afghanistan right now. And then there were, you know, the fires in Hawaii, which were devastating. And people will come together when there is an event that puts others at risk or brings harm to those. And I can see even now in the face of, you know, a warring situation where people are rising to the challenge of helping the innocent. There are equally, if not more, people trying to pick sides and avoiding what's right in front of them about the innocents, which is an interesting thing, I think, about, you know, we as people are so quick to find blame or quick to point a finger, you know, but when it comes to nature, you know, well, how do you point a finger at nature? Except that even after the fires in Hawaii, very many people are trying to sue the power company because they said the power company did it, you know?
Yeah. And I think that it is very important. I'm very happy that you pointed out all the people that are doing wondrous things to help. That, you know, I've always been long impressed and very very fond of what they call the white hats in Syria. These are people that run into the war zones and they do everything they can to help. They are medics, they're rescue workers. Yes. And that is the wondrous side of humanity, people that come together. And I still believe that people exist in those numbers more than the other, that there are more people that want to come together and do right for one another and acknowledge the humanity of each other and try to build a better world. And that can give us hope. I think we need to see all of it. If we're going to see the bad, let's also see the good.
Well, I think you brought up a really good point, Michael. If it weren't for technology, we wouldn't know about it. And historically, you know, crimes against indigenous North American people, the Africans and slavery, and who knew about
South Americans.
South America, you know, the travesty of South America by the Spaniards. And the list is long, and we can go back because there is that side of human
beings. Very much is. I mean,
you know, of greed and power.
there have been, you know, we rightly acknowledge the Holocaust, and we try to remember it as both a lesson and a warning for future, but there have been several. I mean, you can go back 2,000 years, which, frankly, isn't that long ago when you look at time in the long view.
Yes.
The Romans, you know, especially Julius Caesar, you know, he was said to have killed 3 million Celts in taking Gaul, and that was at a time where the population was much smaller. You know, that's another example. And those were, you know, I guess they moved into the area. All indigenous peoples have moved into areas unless you're actually from Africa. But at the same time, you know, these are people that had lived there for centuries, millennia. They had built lives and then everything was upended. It's a tale older than recorded history.
Yes, I agree. I'd like to point out a couple of things on that are being written about in the chat here. And, it's Tabitha says, when you go into a restaurant, it's amazing how many people are in their phones with people sitting at the table. I agree. I've seen that so many times. And so Dr. Edwards says he watched a parody where a family were at the dinner table having supper, and they communicated via texting. It's because we don't know how to talk to each other. So Tabitha also added to that by saying, mm-hmm. She pointed out to her partner on Friday that when they were out to celebrate her master's degree, congratulations.
Oh, congratulations. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so right many, there it is.
Yeah. So many people were on the phones not talking to the person sitting across from them. And she said, they've made a rule not to have phones out when we have meals together. What happened to enjoying person-to-person company? You know, and I'm totally with you on that, Tabitha. We have that rule also in our family. No phones. And when we're visiting, we're playing cards, you know, we have games night and stuff, no phones. And it's because of people. The other thing that a couple of my friends and I have started doing, because mm-hmm. we miss the days where you don't have to text somebody first to see if they're available to talk. So we just phone each other. They'll either answer or they don't. You know, they'll either say, hey, I'll call you back, or not. Just like the old days when you could just pick up the phone, oh, ring, ring, somebody's not home, okay, you know. And having that connection again to mm-hmm. Not tiptoe around, oh, are you busy? You know, oh, how are you doing today? Because we've changed our whole dynamic. And now we start to feel like somebody's intruding on our space if they just dare to phone us. Like, how dare you try to phone me? Like, and we have to recognize those attitudes that we have acquired,
well,
you know, in the last few years, and learn again, you know, of talking to one another. I am always mortified, to be honest, when I'm out in public, people are together and they're all on their phones. I just, you know, what?
That is a bit... That is a bit of a generational thing, too, because my family would never have the no-phone rule. I am one of the people that would be on my phone often, but at the same time, I've carried on full conversations while on my phone. I
Michael.
I need multiple sources of stimulation.
I would tell you to put it away.
No, I'm an adult. I can do what I want. But I also think
you're not present. If you're on a phone, you're not present.
I am present. It's just that the thing that's being discussed is not enough to engage me fully, so I need something else to shiny to look at.
Your addiction is showing through. Overstimulated.
You have a point, but again, well, you know, I think that you have a very valid point, and I was joking a bit, but I honestly think, again, we have to come back to, you shouldn't try to force people into what you think is right. Naturally, it will balance itself out.
I just like undivided attention when I'm sitting at a table with you. That's all. I don't think that's too much to ask.
No.
To say, and can we not have all your friends here? Because we're not even privy to those conversations you're having with other people while you're sitting here at this table.
Yeah, I do want to point out I was being a little tongue-in-cheek earlier, but there are times, and I'll just use myself as an example when it comes to that focus and attention. If we're in a deep conversation or just an important conversation where I'm actively engaging, I will not have my phone on. I'll be making eye contact, listening to them, not just waiting to speak, but actively listening and engaging in a good conversation. And there are times where if I'm in a group, A couple of my friends are having a discussion that I'm only mildly interested in. Yeah, I'll pull up my phone and flip through while I'm kind of occasionally, I'm listening and I'll check in every now and again, but I get it. I get it. I definitely do. You need to be present in the situation. It's absolutely a part of mindfulness, which is healthy for the mind and ultimately the body.
Well, it is. Wendy has got a nice little story. She said, to bring us a little positivity about humanity, I'd like to share that Saturday I put the wrong gas in my car because it wasn't labeled. It wasn't my usual gas station. I put non-ethanol gas in my car and didn't realize it until I saw how much it was costing as I was pumping. I was really freaked out. I didn't know it was okay to mix. Then when I went to start my car, it wouldn't start. I thought I killed my car. This woman at the pump asked if I needed a jump. I didn't even have to ask her. Jumping, it wasn't working. She stayed patiently waiting, and eventually it did start. I went and got a new battery and also learned I can mix gas and it won't hurt my car. Charles said I was so freaked out about the gas that I killed my battery. LOL. That happens with me in electronics, but the woman was so kind. My faith in humanity was restored a tiny bit. See how much that small action.
Yeah. I was just...
It's so monumental.
Absolutely. I was just talking to a friend today. He said, you know, that news is all negative. And I said, well, another way to look at that is good things happen so often every day that it's not out of the norm. Bad things are out of the norm. And, of course, we do have a natural inclination to look at the negative as a means of survival for the species. But I think that we do need to look at the entire context of existence. We can't just focus on the negative, which so much of our media, by which I mean television, devices, social media, all of that goes into.
Well, again, we do have to see the positive. I know that there are a lot of negative news stories, but I also like to, if you peruse the news enough, you'll find the human interest stories, and some of them are good.
Absolutely.
Or they're just interesting bits in the health, or interesting bits in arts and entertainment, or interesting bits in, oh, what's up in tech, you know, or you can go into the categories, people. You don't have to stay, you know, focused on those ugly headlines that like to grab you with. And I think that we have to remember that news sells, and emotional tugging and all this sells. And I know we can't help it, but at the same time, good things do happen in a day, and there is legitimately good news out there.
Absolutely there is.
And just have to look for it.
Exactly. And, you know, I think there's all kinds of things out there aside from, you know, current events that can engage our interest, you know, pop culture, you know, you could, you know, I derive a lot of satisfaction from hearing about different sci-fi and, you know, different, you know, comic adaptations and things that are coming out, reading all the backstory about it. And that's something I look at news that's not negative. Of course, then you have animal stories and dog pictures and, that's wonderful. Soothes the soul.
It does. It does. And finding some things to laugh at, some good comedy. And I know, look, it seems like we're being extremism too. It's like, I'm not saying put your head in the sand. I'm not saying don't pay attention, because I am one too. I want to know what's going on in the world. I don't want it to dictate to me about how I'm going to conduct myself. Mm-hmm. And I really have come to this deduction that why do people behave badly, and why are other people not behaving badly or seem to have better self-control? And it's really about self-awareness. The more self-aware you are, the less likely you will be contaminated by all the negativity. Mm-hmm. So it really is about, you know, the who am I? What am I? What do I choose in myself? And so you have to decide how you're going to behave, and push the pause button before you react. Look, I was at work the other day. I worked 4 days straight at the hospital. We have a mask mandate in healthcare again right now. People don't like it. Oh, you know, the visitors, they don't bother me. They're yelling at us. They're giving us the anti-vax, anti-mask lectures. And I'm just doing my job. But when I was challenged by a visiting healthcare worker who was mad, I just about short-circuited, you know. And I handled it. She was bringing her daughter in to visit somebody. I'm staff. What is this? And why did she have to wear a mask? And I went to my coworker and I said, I got to go for a break. I got to walk away here. And I had to, you know, just kind of go zen for a minute and just say, oh, that's my line. You know, it's like, I see where I can short circuit. It's because I didn't know I had this compartmentalized kind of thing in my brain. All you people visiting, I don't know why first point of contact you want to be rude in a setting where you're looking to get help. I don't get
trying
that,
to
but
show a superiority of position to get her way. And I think that comes down to a lot of the instinctual hierarchical nature of humanity.
Well, in this area, and I'll tell you, and I know how this is going to sound, people, but we only have trouble with white people. You know, and we have a pretty diverse community here now, but it's still that entitled, privileged, you know, kind of attitude in our area. And so there's one of the security guards who happens to be East Indian, really nice guys. So we like to kid around all the time. And he said, is everybody giving you a hard time? I said, yeah, but it's only white people. And he looked at me kind of funny. And I said, well, it's true. And he says, you think so? He said, you know, I have to agree. I said, I know. It's only white people.
Well, I get it. I think a lot of that comes from,
We're talking
experience.
Canada.
Well, true. Canada has
what, like
14
people? We're a
little town
in British Columbia. I know. We're not in the Bronx here. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in North America would be surprised at some of the attitudes. And I think Asia especially. I was surprised. I'm very close with somebody who's from South Asia. And I had no idea about the animosity against different ethnic groups. You know, in this case, the intense disdain for Pakistanis from this person.
Wow. Yeah.
And I was really taken aback. I'm like, I had no idea. But I think these are human traits, these are universal, except it is a personal life experience that helps bring them to the fore a lot of times. If you don't have that self-awareness, if you don't have that catalyst to make you think about things. I think there's been some valid points being made to just temperament that you're born with based on genetics, but there's also the temperament that you can train yourself to have. And I think we all have a duty to increase our awareness and to be good and to do right and do no harm.
Well, that's what we live by, folks. And, you know, I know we can all have a hard minute and a hard day, but, you know, hopefully, and we know this about ourselves, we are self-correcting. And if I've made a mistake, I'm going to own it. You know, if I've said something out of line, I'm going to own it. If I gave somebody the wrong information, I'm going to own it. I'm going to say, I'm sorry. You know what? I just gave you the wrong information. I didn't know. You know, and be okay with owning it. And, you know, do what we can to help others. And look, I think what makes me hesitant to talk about this, Michael, is we live in North America. I live in Canada. And I'm so grateful to, I don't know why or what happened, that I incarnated to this wonderful, peace-loving place. Then we have our problems, don't get me wrong. We have crime, we have homelessness, we have, you know, we have all that. But, you know, I want to make sure I don't get into an attitude of, oh, that's those problems for those people over there. You know?
Yeah.
And kind of separate myself emotionally from humanity, because we are very blessed, very fortunate to be living where we are in the places that we are. And Wendy said she's moving to Canada. Yeah. Come on up, Wendy. We have to keep in mind that we are very fortunate, and to do what good we can where we can, you have to have positive places on the world, on the planet, as well as yuck, you know, I guess, you know, wherever these dissensions are in this incredibly, you know, violent wars are going on. I don't get it myself. I've never understood war, but it's happening. And it does impact, because we have a planet now that people are moving from everywhere in the world to all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it does affect people in our own communities. Everybody has, you know, someone from the Middle East living in your neighborhood who's worried about their family. So I just like to remind people of that. And, you know, we are very fortunate, and be supportive of one another. And even those who have family in other places on the planet that have some pretty big issues.
Absolutely. And just keep in touch with your humanity, and don't become numb to the pain of the world. And again, don't forget about the amazing strides that we've made. We have a global society that is more multicultural than it ever has been.
Yes.
We have a lot of great things that we've done. I mean, I know that we look at things and there's a lot of pain, there's a lot of bad things going on, but comparatively, if you were to look at things a few hundred years ago, the 30 Years' War, prior to that, the 100 Years' War, all of the vicious things that have happened all throughout human history in far more frequency than we would realize. I know that part of it is that there are so many of us, even though as a percentage, most of us in the world, and I don't even mean North America, I don't even mean the West, in most of the world, you are more likely to live longer and have a more peaceful life than you were used to as a whole. That is not to discount from the people that are going through horrible things. Because there are so many of us, there are still so many that are going through truly atrocious conditions. And it is important to both recognize the pain of others and also recognize the gains that we've made and to build on them. We're not done yet.
Yeah. This is very true. Very true. And put your phones down.
Asterisk.
We're going to move on to some cards. We have some names in the chat already. I appreciate this conversation because it's heavy, but it's light, and we have to remind ourselves, you know, and it's a little bit of therapy in having this conversation. That's all.
So. Absolutely. It is, because, you know, as I get my cards out and as I stall, I have been too much in the news. You know, I've had my eyes glued to this situation, and my mood has been affected. I've been a bit down, you know, seeing all of the atrocities going on. And it's important to step back and look at things in context. But with that said, I do have my cards out, and I am ready. And I see the chat going by so fast. I think we have Jerry as the first card.
No, Jerry, when she's leaving for Italy.
Ah.
And when she gets back, we're going to have her on the show.
Ah, that's right. So, yeah, in November. So, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. So what do we have for Jerry before she heads off across the water?
Well, Jerry, for you, I have number 38, open-mindedness. Good card for our topic tonight. An open mind is sensible and grounded. An open mind avoids preconceived notions, especially ones that are based on a personal agenda, a pet theory, or a preferred belief. An open mind is not gullible or credulous. Rather, an open mind thinks critically and searches for additional possibilities. It absorbs knowledge and searches for credible solutions and conclusions. Good card.
Well, in support of that, I got Temperance, Jerry. That's really, I think that's really encouraging and supportive. Go with flow. Open-mindedness and be like water. So, you know, going on this big trip, I think it's just, you know, enjoy the moments, like be present and go with the flow. And it's also reminding you might have plans, but don't make them hard, you know, set plans. Being flexible, so being open-minded and, you know, learning. I think it's a great adventure that you're on. So,
a lot of wonderful experiences coming up. Very much looking forward to it.
Yeah. Here. We have Teresa. Teresa's back. Nice to see you here, Teresa.
So glad to have you with us.
Yeah. And been a while.
Yeah. So this card's going to have extra importance. It's probably going to dictate the rest of your life. So let's see. Teresa, for you, I have number 23, meaning and purpose. The meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not, what is the purpose of life? Rather, it is, what is the purpose of my life? True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning or purpose of a specific situation or lack thereof.
Well, I pulled the Jack of Spades, the Jack of Swords, and I go, oh, well, what's that about? And then I got the Ten of Hearts. So that's saying to me about reevaluating relationships, assessing kind of where you are, and there might be a dynamic there that's in kind of a state of flux or changing in some way. So learning about new ways of communication. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't mean we have to, I'm not saying get rid of people, but our dynamic with people changes as we change. So, and then others change as a result of that osmosis. So that's what I'm saying here. I would say that there's been some changes in your life, and there continues to be right about now, Teresa. And I think that, but that Ten of Hearts is like, that's peaceful. You know, it's like you are working towards something really positive. So I like it.
Very nice. All right. I think we have Dr. Deb next.
Do we or Edward? Edward or Deb?
Let's see. Hold on. My hands are occupied. Let me scroll up a wee bit here and double check myself.
That's okay.
All right. Well, it is Dr. Deb.
Okay.
Well, for I am right in all things. No, I'm kidding. But Dr. Deb, I have for you number 32. Sympathy and empathy, another great card for the evening's discussion. Mercy is compassion in action and fulfills a kind act of paying it forward. Sympathy, or sensitivity for another's plight, and empathy, or relating to another's plight, each requires a need, compassion, and action to fulfill a soul's need to explore, investigate, and educate. Always extend the benefit of the doubt until there is no longer a reason to do so.
Well, I got the High Priestess, Deb. So I think what this is saying, you're gaining some new insights. The High Priestess is that very intuitive, sensitive nature. And, you know, sympathy, empathy, High Priestess is knowing the difference of all of the above. So with that comes a wisdom, insights. I mean, what's your business? What's not your business? How can you step forward and assist? When do you have to step back and let somebody else do the assisting? You know, that kind of a dynamic. So I think that you're opening up to some new view of the world in a way. I think it's great.
Very exciting.
It is.
All right. So Dr. Edward. Sorry. Go ahead.
He is next. All right. I got it.
I didn't get that. Oh. Could you try again?
Siri's listening. Siri's always listening.
Uh-huh.
For you, Dr. Edward, I have number 26, Energy Signature. This card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out or the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you may be sending or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what is healthy, remove what is unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature.
Oh, Page of Pentacles. The Page of Diamonds. It's a communicator card. And I would say that it has to do with, like, physical possessions, of finances. So there might be a review here. And lining up with somebody else, let's say adjusting matters in the home or, you know, family members, And I don't know. Maybe it's something as simple as somebody wants to borrow some money, Edward. I don't know. But looking at what the energy signatures are and how that is. And so, but I also see that there's more coming toward you also. So there's a benefit or reward in some way. That's what pops into my head. So I like that. I want to say here, heads up. There's something interesting brewing.
I like it. Yeah. Interesting is good.
I think we have Audra next.
All right. And I have her as well. So, Audra, good to have you with us. And Audra usually coming along at the end and asking for a card when we have time, getting in early today. So congratulations. For you, I have a card I don't think we pulled in a while, and our card keeper, Wendy, will have to let me know. Number 3, be who you are, walk your own path. You are a uniquely designed, one-of-a-kind, universal being, equally entitled to all good things, the same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who and what you are. Move forward in the direction you need to take that best fulfills yourself.
Oh, this is really interesting, Audra. I got the Justice card. Now, in a nutshell, it's always about fairness and equitability, right? Sometimes it can involve legal matters, documents, and depends, you know, again, what the symbol is in relation to. So in being who you are, walking your own path, you might see some inequities in others or feeling like things aren't in a balanced way. And look, it could be simply like you recognize that, oh, I'm your friend, but you're not my friend, kind of thing. Mm. And so that's staying true to who you are and not holding yourself back either as you grow and change because it suits other people. So, you know, it's an interesting moment of reflection, analysis, and gathering your forces to remain intact and walk your own path.
Mm, such a good message.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. We have
Tabitha.
All right, Tabitha. For you, I have our first wild card of the evening. It's wild card number 5, Don't Hate. A low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether it's in relationships, within families, or between countries. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm, do right to self and others. You know, such a great card. And I keep thinking this card is perfect for our discussion tonight, but I think all of the cards are perfect for this discussion.
Well, again, it's pretty easy to listen to the news or read the news and pick a side, right? And there's always a bigger picture and information we don't have. So, and I think this is, it could very well be, Tabitha, that you're encountering someone who is like that, because I got the Judgment card in support of that, like that don't hate. So it doesn't mean that you're necessarily being radical at the moment, but you could be encountering others who have very radicalized opinions or extreme positions in what they think. And of course, silence to me always gives permission. So I do one of two things. I say, you know, we can't talk about this because I don't agree and I'm not having the discussion. Or I say, no, I disagree, and then I walk away because there's no sense getting into a big battle. But it is here about no judgment in this case. It's really hard to not have an opinion or feel judgmental mm-hmm. toward people who are extreme. But once we vent it out, you know, what we're thinking, and just go back to feeling that sense of humanity, you know, go back to that place of spirit and know that, you know, we're all in the same boat, people.
Absolutely.
You know, our minds are a little twisted, but it's all one big boat. So I don't know if that really feels like it fits for you, Tabitha, but that's what I picked up on.
Good message. All right. We have our card keeper herself, Wendy, next. And thank you, Wendy. She pointed out that we had the Be Who You Are, Walk Your Own Path back in August. And Tabitha had a repeat card. She had Don't Hate on August 9th. So Tabitha's hating, but kidding, of course. But Wendy, for you, I have number 15, Belief System Knowledge Base. We each operate life from an existing belief system. And sometimes the solution or direction lies outside of our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within.
Well, maybe part of the belief system is learning that you can't take in all those animals without kind of registering yourself as a zoo, Wendy.
Okay, I'm feeling a little bit called out here.
she's in the chat saying now she's got new kittens. So it's
she's looking to rehome them, but yeah.
And pigs and like she's got a zoo, you know?
I have a lot of respect for that. A lot of love there.
I used to have a zoo myself, so... So, belief systems and knowledge base with the nine of clubs. I think what this is saying, you having a moment of checking in with your own belief systems when you're up against people who are of other belief systems. Now, again, when we pull these cards, they're not necessarily targeting something specific to you. It can simply be about what you might be dealing with in your everyday life. And that's why we have these discussions like we have tonight, is checking in with ourselves. Yeah, there's bad stuff, but there's good stuff. And, you know, we're here to learn and grow. And I think this is just one of those moments, Wendy, where it's saying, you know, check in with your own belief systems and knowledge base, even when people are trying to convince you of something else, you know, and trying to sway you over to another side. Mm-hmm. So, because that nine of clubs is a guard card, it's a protector. So you just have to put your white lights up and say, nah, I'm not going there. You know, I don't care how much I like you, I'm not going there. You know? And that's, again, just a reminder of not to become contaminated in some way. Just check in with your own belief systems. Mm-hmm. It's good to make us think, you know, but it doesn't mean we have to go there, you know, with other people. So that's
I think
all.
It makes me think of the phrase, don't catch the ball.
Mm. Good one, Dr. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah. So she's saying she loves her zoo.
Oh, how could he not? And, of course, Wendy's always said that any of us can just pop in unannounced at her house. She's got the pets to see. She's going to cook for you. I think she's going to put her home address in the chat and tell us where she keeps the spare key. So definitely look for that.
Yeah, and whoever wins the Powerball gets to buy all the plane tickets.
It's a deal.
That's crazy. I don't know why you people, sorry, I say you people, you Americans
what do you
have
mean,
a Powerball
you people?
Like that. You people, $1.7 billion. What is that? That's bonkers to me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you could buy Amazon.
I don't know if I'd go that far. I know the valuation of Amazon.
I'm just saying that what we have in Canada is they break it down. Once it caps at, I think it's one of the lottos, the biggest one is at 70 million, and then it starts adding $1 million prizes. So
70 million. You can't even live off that.
Yeah.
Well, not my extravagance. Billion. I need to have at least 5 Learjets.
Oh my God, $1.7 billion. It doesn't even seem like a realistic number to me.
And I know, and yet there's a lot more that people have, but I digress. I don't think we had anybody else asking for a card, so if
not
you,
that I saw.
If I'm wrong, throw your name in, but you know, it has been a good discussion, very therapeutic and cathartic for me. A good reminder to back off some of the negativity that's being spewed and to look at the good that's going on all around us. And just because we had COVID, don't be rude. Unless it's about Canadians. They think they're so much better because they're so nice.
If you win, you're all welcome here. We'll have our own club.
I still say that you won't let me in. You keep the Mounties on me at the border. They won't let me in because Dr. Vicky says I am a nuisance. I don't get it.
Don't let him in here. I know.
He's going to take the dog.
It's been fun.
It's been fun tonight.
And it's a good conversation. Recognizing, we have to acknowledge that there's a lot of crap out there, people, and a lot of casualties. We're all casualties of greed. We're all casualties of power and, you know, this insanity, but in varying levels and varying degrees of it in life. We decide how we're going to deal with that. And it's so easy for us to say that. Look, we're living in a peaceful little community, and like the worst that's happened is, I don't know, something down the street, you know, and that's the big news in your community. So I don't want to minimize what is going on for people. My heart goes out to them, and that's all I can do, you know, and just be kind to everybody as much as we can. And hopefully that just kind of moves that energy along.
Well said. I'll just add to that, you know, remember to hold on to your humanity, hold on to your hope. It is what gives us the light in that darkness sometimes, allows us to see a better future. And remember the gains that we've made. There are people that had to hold on to their hope and hold on to their humanity in much, much darker times, and they did it. And we are the beneficiaries of that. So look to those successes. Let's build on them. And, you know, don't let them push you around out there.
Exactly. That's exactly. Don't let them push you around out there.
As we wind up, Wendy had asked about Dr. Doug Kelly joining us, and he will be. We haven't gotten a time down, but I believe it will be in the coming weeks. We have a couple of topics that have been suggested, and as a reminder, you can always send topics to me that you want us to talk about, Dr. Vicky and I. And, of course, you can send that to Dr. Michael at icmhchurch.org. So, with that, I think we're about wrapped up. And, Dr. Vicky, any last thoughts before we finish up?
No, you said it for me.
No, I'm stealing it from you. You can always steal mine. Don't let the turkeys keep you down.
Audrey just says, don't let the man keep you down. That's fun. It's just, you know, we're all doing our best, everybody. And, you know, if you can, I don't know, maybe just to feel good, buy a few $5, you know, Tim Horton gift cards and pass them out to a few homeless people. I don't know.
Or Dunkin' Donuts if you live in the, you know, best country on Earth, America. But go ahead.
You know, just something that can bring a light to somebody else's life and make you feel better about yourself. So,
absolutely. Isn't that such a wonderful thing, that doing things for other people gives us such joy? Isn't that evidence that humanity has a lot of good in it?
But it lifts our spirit.
Absolutely.
You know, it fills our spirit to do good.
Absolutely. Well, go out there, find something good that you can do for somebody, and until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.